Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for somebody else.
Okay.
Good evening. We'll get started in 1 minute.
Okay.
Starting at verse 843 in section 62. L'shem Yehud Kudshabehu Ishkin Te Bitiluer Himu Uthilu Uthiluer Himu. L'yachta L'shem Yud He Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו אלינו מעשה ידינו כנוני אלינו מעשה ידינו כנונהו. ובנתר. קבלת לאה ערה וירקה וכל אינון דדיירי תמם. עליהון כתיב יודו מערה ומתחות שמיה. אלה ותמם שווה מדוריה. והיינו דיקתי וישב בארץ נוד קדמת עדן. And this is a Tosefta, an addition. He asked, and who into which place did the earth admit him? And he says, into Arka, which is one of the seven physical levels of earth. Of all who reside there, it is written, these shall perish from the earth and from beneath the heavens. There he established his place of living. This place is referred to in the words, and he dwelt in the land of Nod, east of Eden. This alludes to the lower compartment called Arka. This compartment is also called Nod, which translates as sway, because the residents have two heads and sway from one side of darkness to the other side of light. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is this, we're still talking about Cain?
Yes, it's talking about Cain, and when the earth swallowed him up, they're asking which of the seven levels of earth did he go to? And they've named it Arka or Nod or Nod. And it explains the code word Nod, but Arka is explained elsewhere, and I really don't remember what, but it's essentially saying a place of duality, a place of darkness and light.
Okay. And is that what the two heads mean? Lightness and dark? Light and dark?
No, that's a good understanding. But the two heads could mean something else that the two heads could represent male and female also, being sharing the one body. There's always 70 meanings to the words.
Yes, sir. So you said it was outside of Eden?
The earth swallowed him up outside of Eden. Eden is a spiritual location.
Okay.
Eden refers to the Garden of Eden.
Right.
And if you look at and you need to do an analysis of that word Eden, Aleph Dalet Nun, or let me double check that. It might be Ayin Dalet Nun. Yeah, it's Ayin Dalet Nun, which would one interpretation of that word is a witness that falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should I go on to 344?
Yes, sir.
Tosef ta'kewan da'amar kain gadol oni min so mahalaya kuchabarihu palgu meon shea begin de gazar yaleya sikad mota de amar leya navenad tihye be'eretz v'hashtah ishtar v'nod fil fedo ha'hidiktiv v'yetze ken milfan b'livne ha'ashem v'gomer kilomar dekad nafak Min kadam Hashem hawa begin lemechewe nad biara vila nad. When Cain said, "My punishment is greater than I can bear," meaning after he confessed and repented, the Holy One, blessed be He, withdrew one half of his punishment in the original punishment. He stated, "You shall be a fugitive," the Hebrew word is na, "and a vagabond," the Hebrew word is nad, "on the earth." But now he stayed only in nad, and so it is written, "And Cain went out from the presence of Hashem and dwelt in the land of nad," meaning that he left the presence of Hashem to be a vagabond, but not a fugitive on the earth, because half his punishment had been withdrawn. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So he just found a resting place, so he was... I guess he's he felt himself blessed because he could rest in one place.
Right, he could live in one place and didn't have to wander anymore. But the place he was living in wasn't a wonderful place. It was a place with people that were different than him. It was a place that sometimes it was darkness and sometimes it was light.
Right.
It was not a comfortable place. And then that's why it says he was a vagabond, meaning he didn't belong there. But he wasn't a fugitive. He wasn't running. He wasn't being forced to run away to save his life. Should I go on to 345? No, go ahead.
I wonder if he put himself in the place of the arrow that was shot. I assume it was the arrow that was shot at him, but he knew that he wanted to leave the dwelling on the earth. You think he placed himself there for that reason? I mean, he was a wanderer. He would know have the experience of getting out of or seeing danger or seeing someone, you know, killing animals.
Correct. I'm not clear on what the question is.
Well, the question was that he knew if he put himself in the place of danger on the day he died, that it would end his wandering, and he was ready to end it.
Okay, he may very well have been that was part of his teshuvah, that he was recognizing that it was too much for him, and so he would rather die than stay alive under these conditions. And that's when Hashem removed, because of the partial teshuvah, Hashem removed half of his burden.
Right. Okay.
And we learn from this that when we do partial teshuvah, it removes half of our burden, half of the chaos, but that chaos still has to happen in the next lifetime. Because remember, Yitro was a reincarnation of Cain, and he was wandering from country to country to learn about the different idols in the world. He was learning all of the different teachings of religiosity. So he couldn't stay in one place and have people come to him. He would have had to wander. So you don't lose it with partial teshuvah, but it's easier to bear. But you're going to have to come back and cleanse those aspects anyway.
Right.
Verse 345. Amar lo adam Ma itaved al dinach amar lo kain aba kivar it pasrit dim chali kucha berichu benod bil chodo amar lo hayach u amar lo begin. Tavit beodit Tamea Amar Adam Waki Dain Hu Ravitakef Hela Uchuva Viana La Yadiat Shira Vishabha Lemareya Uloda Leya Patach Viamar Mizmor Shir Liom HaShabbat Tov Lehodot La Hashem Gelomar Tov Shabbacha Vela Tava Uloda Kameya Kucha Berichu Al Kain Tosefta. The rabbis further said that when Cain left the presence of Hashem, Adam asked him, "My son, what was done with your sentence?" Cain replied, "Father, I was already forgiven the good news that the Holy One, blessed be He, has forgiven me, and that I can reside in Nod alone." Adam then asked him, How did you merit that?" And Cain answered, "Because I repented and confessed before him." Adam said, "The strength of repentance is so great and powerful, and I did not know that." He began to say praises to his master and to thank him. He started reciting a song for the day of Shabbat. It is good to thank Hashem, for it is good to praise, repent, and thank before the Holy One, blessed be He. And this is the end of the Tosefta, which is the addendum. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Yes. Adam lived to be, what, 900 years old, give or take, plus some? So how long did...
930.
So how old was Cain when he moved on to the inner earth?
I don't know. I don't remember. We could calculate it, and I could look it up, but right now I don't remember it.
Okay. So how was Adam and Cain conversing?
How were they conversing?
Well, you said that Adam asked, how'd you merit this?
This is in the physical world.
Okay. I'm thinking Cain has been deceived.
Actually, it wasn't the physical world. It was, as I'm thinking about it, it was in the tribunal.
Okay.
Cain was being judged, and
right.
He was saying,
okay.
You know, he was pleading his case that it's just too much to bear and have mercy on me. And that's when Adam started to respond and do his own teshuvah and set up the structure of the three parts of teshuvah, which is to praise God in part one, to confess and repent part two, and then appreciate that the repentance was accepted is part three, and be thankful
okay,
to God.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, let's stop here, and today's Thursday, so we'll pick it up next week.
Okay, all right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.